There's a great big beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day.
On the last day of the winter semester in sixth grade, my dad surprised me with a trip to Disneyland, and it was the day after my birthday. And the day before my birthday, I only had gotten like 5 presents or less, which is not the norm. Usually we get a lot more. And I was like, what's going on? And why did I get as many presents as normal? And I felt kind of bad. But I ended up having a really nice birthday anyway. We went to dinner with my grandma. But then the next day, my parents woke me up extra early. And I was like, what are you doing? But they did. And they said, so your big present just arrived. And I said, what? And they're like, your big present arrived. And I was like, I was delirious. I was really tired. It was early in the morning. And they said, guess where you're going? I had no clue. I thought maybe to, I thought like my passport had come in or something. I thought it was something mundane like that. But then finally, after I tried like 5 times to guess, they said, you're going to Disneyland. And I like screamed. I was really, really happy. And my dad's like, okay, this is all well and good, but you have to get ready really, really fast. So I did. And we went off, and it was just my dad and me, and then we arrived at the Starbucks in Downtown Disney, the big one, there are 2, and we met my aunt and uncle, and then we went into the park, and this was when the security was, like, in the Esplanade and not at the parking structures, but, so we had to do all that, and then we went to the park, and I was really excited. We had gotten in for free because my aunt and uncle's friend works there, so she got us in for free, and the crowds were pretty moderate, so that was really great, especially for the holiday season. I mean, this was December, and the crowds are moderate, and we went on all the big Disneyland rides that I had not been on since kindergarten, and I couldn't remember any of them. And we did a couple of the California Adventure rides, too. And so we got onto Indiana Jones finally, and I was a little bit scared because I had heard a lot about this ride, but never seen it, and I didn't know what to expect, and sure was pretty loud. It's a very, very loud ride. And anyway, there's this really, like, kind of iconic, ball effect near the end, and so the ball rolls towards you, and you're like, oh my god, what do I do? And, turns out the Jeep rolls under the
ball.
Spoiler
alert.
So, yeah, spoiler alert. I was all excited for this ball effect to work, because, you know, it's iconic, it's in the movie, and there's Indiana Jones, like, right above you, saying, get me out of here. And the effect did not work. All we saw was the ball rolling upwards and resetting for the next Jeep, and I was gypped, man.
There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. Just a dream of